I tell you, as I walk through places like Nuremberg, I'm recording something right now. So she already talked to me.
Okay.
Thanks.
Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you. Now, as I walk through places like Nuremberg, I can't help but think of the dedication that goes into building some of these cathedrals, these chapels that are here. And I'm blown away where stone seems to have lost its weight. I'm just walking through downtown Nuremberg, Germany. Nuremberg, it's called here. And whenever I pass by these cathedrals, I'm looking at one right now here in the heart of Nuremberg, just blown away. And I cannot help but to think about the kind of dedication overall that building something like that would take. And it's hard for me, frankly, to imagine somebody undertaking something like that for a lifetime that did not have some kind of a love for Christ, that did not have a proper love for God. And as a Protestant, I believe that the gospel of Rome is so false. It is so useless of itself. I always have to check myself to remember that God has used and will continue to use the popish church and that kind of a mindset around the world. And that while I wish the gospel was proclaimed from many of these cathedrals, where it is not, where instead a sacramental system of self-salvation is held out to those who cannot save themselves, that when I look at these cathedrals and I think, well, what you don't have with devotion to God, you must make up for with large buildings. In the hopes of it, it breaks my heart to look at it. But I tell you that I'm always reminded that dealing with certain religious systems is always different than dealing with certain people in those systems. And there's a necessary divide there. There's something that we have to remind ourselves of when we talk with people. We have to remind ourselves of that distinction. Otherwise, we end up dealing with every person that claims a faith in the Latter-day Saint belief, you know, that they're Joseph Smith. They're not. We end up claiming and believing, inadvertently perhaps, that everybody that claims that they have a Catholic faith, you know, that they're Pope Francis. They're not. And now the difficulty is that the higher one goes in familiarity with a religious system, the more you have to associate them with that system proper. It's unsafe not to, for their sake. So the more I claim to know, or the more positions I would hold commensurately with my belief as a Christian pastor and as a theologian, the more you should hold me accountable to that system I want you to hold me accountable to. In my case, which is a Reformed Baptist faith, a Protestant faith, something I claim to be very biblical and historic. Those are the things I want you to hold me accountable to the scripture alone, to a right practice thereof. And the more I am associated with that, the more I am perhaps positioned to represent that, the more seriously you ought to take my claim as representing that. And so, consequently and obviously, somebody who's a layman in a church in the local city isn't held to the same place that somebody would hold with a bishopric. Obviously, with any cardinal's spot, with the Pope himself in Rome, for example. But I just try to picture and I try to remind myself, and it's kind of hard to do, but at the same time, it's not very hard to imagine why we need to do this. And as I'm walking through downtown and I'm looking at thousands of people walking around me right now, and yeah, I'm just recording a message with a, you know, thing in my hand here. I'm reminded that the people with whom I interact aren't the systems. And again, it just does my heart good. It checks my pride. It checks my arrogance to remember that if I've studied a system, I can't presume instantly and without qualification that the person to whom I'm speaking even affirms those things that I might so heavily disagree with. Does every Catholic I meet disagree with me, or with Rome rather, on the doctrine of transubstantiation? Do they all affirm, rather, we could say, that doctrine? They understand it and affirm it? If they do, well, then again, I have to more closely associate them with that system as a whole, which is so undergirded by this view. But I'm just reminded, and any of you that have seen these amazing cathedrals and you think about the work that went into it and the carvings, the stone, the masonry work, and how much, I mean, some of these are literally many, many centuries that it took to build. And you just think of somebody doing that. Now, maybe they were just hired. They just got paid. It didn't mean anything to them. They just had the ability. But maybe somebody doing that, even unto a false, dangerous system, doing it unto Christ, there's a part in me that wants to say, the God of all the earth will do right, and in judgment, deal out with those, even in false systems, who may not understand the implications of so many things. And I'm reminded of that in conversations I've had today, and looking at things that I look at all the time in theology. We can get very Pharisaical sometimes. I know I can. And hold people to standards that are unfair to them. And as a theologian, I know that. As me, myself, somebody dedicated to precision as much as I can in what I believe, certainly don't claim to know it all, but I want that for myself. It may not be the person I speak to tomorrow. They may see no value in such precision, or certainly have not, as I have, maybe for 20 years. So what do we do with that? When we interact with them and when we talk with them, we just remember they're where they are. And it brings in patience. It reminds us of the need of patience and kindness. Some people will respond instantly and others will put up a wall. And again, we sow, we water, God gives the increase, Scripture says. And that's all we can do. But as I look at the cathedral, as I think about theology as a whole, and what we're dedicated to as Christians, what we go for with people, I just feel it good to remind anybody listening that people in systems, we have to be careful how closely sometimes we associate a person with the system they claim. We need to do it for their sake, otherwise we treat these things lightly. But we have to remind ourselves of the difference between the system as a whole, as we understand it, and hopefully we understand it well and can make certain judgments on it. So I understand the Latter-day Saint religion to a degree where anybody that claims fidelity according to it, I have to hold as suspect as a perverter of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But what do they know? Always being willing to hear someone out on what they think, on what they believe reference various doctrines in the group. And if I do that, and I might learn and be able to study from the source, which is the goal, that still helps me only then to interact with them, where they are, as best I can, because that's my goal. My goal can't be to change all Latter-day Saints in one conversation with a Latter-day Saint. My goal can't be to change all Roman Catholics in conversation with a claimed Roman Catholic. No, I have to know the system to understand where they come from, but where they come from isn't necessarily them. And that's my whole point in this. And I'm just reminded, I see people serving their whole lives in false religious systems. I see people living their whole lives under the banner of some of the weirdest things, sexual perversions, you name it. But I have to remind myself in all these things, maybe especially in matters of faith and doctrine and claims and religious views, where does a person come from? What do they articulate? What do they say? And if I do that, I can love them rightly by meeting them where they are. Thanks for listening.